This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 28th. God's word for you today is pick your staff. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 15, verse 9 to 10, and it says, "The enemy boasted, 'I will chase them and catch up with them. I will plunder them and consume them. I will flash my sword. My powerful hand will destroy them.' But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters." In a particular season, someone very close to me came to my house and asked that I pray with him. When I looked at him, what God said to me was, "Say to him to make a deal with me." So I told him I was not going to pray with him. "Why are my sins that many?" he asked. I said, "No, God said you should make a deal with him. So go into that room and make a deal with God." This happened on a Friday, and by Monday, everything had turned around. Everything. And it was just one day of a season of fasting. For someone reading this today, God is saying, make a deal with me. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." For those who are crawling, when God makes a way for you, you begin to walk. For those who are walking, when God makes a way for you, you will be able to run. For those who are running, when God makes a way for you, you will be able to fly. But guess what? Even for those that are flying, there is always a higher height in God. Job chapter 28 verse 7 to 8 says, "There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it." God can make a way even in the air for higher ground. For some reading this today, you can sense that this is your turnaround. However, in order not to have any blockage on your path, you need to commit your life to Jesus. It is time to repent of your ways and your sins and to commit your life to Jesus. Just say to Jesus, "Lord Jesus, I release myself, my life to you. That is all. Now, take your point of contact item and lift it up to God. If you do not have any, put your hands before God. And when you get home, you can lay your hands on whatever it is." Exodus chapter 14 verse 16 says, "Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every water, every Red Sea before the friction of your point of contact, because it has been raised up today in faith, the Red Seas are hereby commanded to part in the mighty name of Jesus. As they part and you walk through them, every unrepentant enemy that still pursues you, we command them buried in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that is insisting on not backing down from attacking you will be buried in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.